Myanmar's opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made her debut on the international stage after being released from house arrest. On her first journey abroad in 24 years, Suu Kyi attended an international economic forum in Thailand, dazzling world leaders with her statesmanship and charisma. Then yesterday, she visited a camp on the Thai-Myanmar border, where refugees have fled to escape oppression and civil war in her homeland. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the visit to the camp showed that despite becoming one of the most prominent politicians in Asia, her political situation at home remains precarious.
Ethnic Karen musicians warm up for Aung San Suu Kyi's arrival at the Maylaw refugee camp. Unable to work legally in Thailand or return home to Myanmar, also known as Burma, the camp's roughly 50,000 refugees live in a stateless limbo, dwelling in thatched bamboo huts in the jungle and surviving with help from international aid groups. U Thuê, a refugee in a cone-shaped bamboo hat, wears the flag of the National League for Democracy, Suu Kyi's party. The Burmese military regime denies that we refugees even exist, he complains. Our life here is very difficult, and Suu Kyi comes here to visit us just like our own mother. We're very happy to see her, and we warmly welcome her. Suu Kyi's arrival unleashes a melee of jostling journalists, police, and supporters, just the way it does in Myanmar. The refugees are perhaps the thorniest issue in the diplomatic relationship between the two neighbors, Thailand and Myanmar. Thai authorities canceled Suu Kyi's planned speech to the refugees and meetings with ethnic Karen leaders. Experts warn that just as Myanmar's military could roll back the current political reforms, they could also take away Suu Kyi's political space to maneuver. Former Australian ambassador to Myanmar Trevor Wilson says that on her trip to Thailand as well as to Europe later this month, Suu Kyi has to avoid any missteps that could get her in trouble back home.
She doesn't want to get a situation where the freedoms that she now has are withdrawn. I mean, I'm not suggesting she won't be allowed to go back, but there may be some kind of restriction imposed on the meetings that she has with people.
The reforms may be fragile, but they've raised the prospect that one day one of the world's longest-suffering groups of refugees may eventually go home. Michael Albert is the Thailand-based country manager for Right to Play, an aid group that provides refugee youth with sports and recreation. He says aid groups are now shifting their strategies away from integrating the refugees into Thai society
to preparing refugees for the eventuality of returning to Myanmar. I mean, this is something that is not really been possible in the past. So in that sense, it is quite an exciting time. The main issue that still remains is at what time will that be? And everyone agrees it is not right now.
For now, fighting still rages in Myanmar's northern Kachin state between ethnic rebels seeking autonomy and government troops. In the east, a tenuous ceasefire is in effect with ethnic Karen rebels. Saw David Thakarpaw is vice chairman of the Karen National Union. He says that instead of withdrawing, the Burmese army has used the ceasefire to stock up and dig in.
We stop shooting, and before we talk about the terms and conditions to govern the ceasefire. So this dry season, they freely resupply their troops, and they are improving their bunkers with reinforced concrete.
Even if the fighting stops, a generation of refugees has grown up in the camps with no ties to Myanmar. Many of them dream of emigrating to a third country. Nan Lele fled here from the neighboring Karen state.
I have no home to go back to. The government confiscated our ancestral lands, then they gave people new land elsewhere, but we had no documents proving we owned our home, so we had no way to claim a new home from the government. We were living in a rice field. Life was very difficult.
Asked where she wants to live, she holds up her young daughter and replies, anywhere she can get a decent education. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Mae Sot, Thailand.